Unit 3. Out on a limb.
San Francisco, California, USA.
Picture 1.
Julia Butterfly, 24, has gone out on a limb for her beliefs. She has spent 2 years living in a giant redwood tree in Northern California, 180 feet above the ground. "I'm trying to save this tree," she says.
2.
Butterfly is a member of Earth First, an environmental protection group. She and her group are going head-to-head with a lumber company, which owns the forest.
3.
The company wants to chop down the 1,000-year-old trees and sell the wood.
4.
To protect the tree, Butterfly stays in it around the clock. Only 3% of redwood forests remain, according to Butterfly. The world needs to know that the magnificent redwood forests are almost gone. I'm taking a stand for life in its beautiful form.
5.
Butterfly puts up with horrible weather. Powerful storms often hit her tree house.
6.
She pulls up all her food with a rope. She cannot bathe.
7.
Her only convenience is a cell phone to keep in touch with her family.
8.
Butterfly plans to stay in the tree as long as she can. What does she look forward to back in civilization? "I'd like to take a hot shower," she says.
Page 16, Exercise 4. Listen and complete. Close your book. Listen to the story again. When the tape pauses, try to complete the idiom.
San Francisco, California, USA. Julia Butterfly, 24, has gone out on a limb for her beliefs. She has spent 2 years living in a giant redwood tree in Northern California, 180 feet above the ground. "I'm trying to save this tree," she says. Butterfly is a member of Earth First, an environmental protection group. She and her group are going head to head with a lumber company, which owns the forest. The company wants to chop down the 1,000-year-old trees and sell the wood. To protect the tree, Butterfly stays in it around the clock. Only 3% of redwood forests remain, according to Butterfly. The world needs to know that the magnificent redwood forests are almost gone. I'm taking a stand for life in its beautiful form. Butterfly puts up with horrible weather. Powerful storms often hit her treehouse. She pulls up all her food with a rope. She cannot bathe. Her only convenience is a cell phone to keep in touch with her family. Butterfly plans to stay in the tree as long as she can. What does she look forward to back in civilization? "I'd like to take a hot shower," she says.
Page 17, Exercise 8. Take a dictation. Listen and write the dictation in your notebook.
Julia Butterfly has spent 2 years living in a tree. She's taking a stand to save the redwood trees in California. She stays in the tree around the clock. And puts up with many dangers and difficulties. She looks forward to taking a hot shower when she comes down. Julia has really gone out on a limb for her beliefs.